أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين إلى آخر الآية. Here in this ayat, where Allah Ta'ala explains, Allah took a promise from the Bani Israel that one, firstly, they should worship none other but Allah. Allah alone is the sovereign doer of everything. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah's commands are the greatest. And then the second, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that a person should treat his parents in a very good way, a way that is very favorable and very appreciative. In that way, with the details that we had explained, and of course the full details nobody can exhaust, how much every religion, and in our deen particularly, good treatment of parents have been stressed and encouraged. وَذِلْ قُرْبَى, and then with the family members also. Family ties are also very, very important, that a person maintains family ties. And the worst is to break family ties. There are great punishments for breaking family ties, unless it is really sincerely for deeny purpose matter. On the basis of deen, that a person does not keep ties, but otherwise to keep family ties is very important. One is just a cold relationship, and one is a proper relationship with one's family. This is also a very important aspect which is in our deen also. And here Allah is explaining that Allah took this promise and agreement from the Bani Israel that they would maintain all family ties. Wal yatama wal masakin, or yatimo or muhtajo se. And also very important, a covenant which Allah has made and taken a promise that the rights of the yatim, the orphan, will be fulfilled, and the miskin, the poor person as well. So both of them are in need, and they also should be seen to. Yeah, Allah has mentioned the yatim before the miskin. Yatim is a person who hasn't still become baligh. He has lost his father, and he hasn't become baligh. That person is a yatim, and he is not in a position to earn his own livelihood. He's still young, he's still underage, he's still immature. So therefore Allah mentioned him first. Miskeen is a poor person, whether it's a grown-up person also, a person who can earn his own living also. So therefore Allah has mentioned them afterwards, the miskeen. But both of them are in need. Yatim is also in need generally, though he could be a wealthy yatim, his father has left him with a lot of things. And a miskeen is definitely a person who the Quran says, miskeen, that he hasn't got means to suffice and to live on. So these are people that should be also helped. And all these ties will help a person tremendously in the akhirah. Allah gives the great fruit of it and the benefits of it in this dunya also. And especially in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala gives great, great returns. In the qabr, all these matters will come in the form of very beautiful forms, and they will help and assist the person in the qabr also, and forever in the akhirat. So all these are those basic things which Allah Ta'ala took a promise from the Bani Israel that they should maintain it. But as we read at the end of the ayat, Allah says, illa qalila minkum, very few of them observe this. One to mu'ridun, and by and large, most of them turn their faces and their backs on this and did not fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And we are reminded in the Quran Sharif that we should maintain these ties. Family ties, all this which have been mentioned, we should maintain them and uphold this agreement which Allah Ta'ala has made. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.